Sadly, in today's society, it's obvious that the human race is lacking empathy. More importantly, we're not even aware of what the word empathy actually means half the time. According to an online version of Merriam-Webster Dictionary, empathy is defined as, this is a mouthful, the action of understanding, being aware of, being sensitive to, and vicariously experiencing the feelings, thoughts, and experience of another or either the past or present without having the feelings, thoughts, and experience fully communicated in an objectively explicit manner. Basically, that just means that, you know, if we don't feel the same as the person that's feeling different things, like when we're sitting next to them, it's like, oh, like, it's hard to care for that person and be there for that person because we don't actually know what they're going through. And that is hard to do, and we just have to be there for them. And it's just the thing that keeps going on and on. It's just kind of confusing because it's not like you can just put yourself into another person's shoes and be like, okay, I know exactly what you're feeling. Now let me help you fix that issue. It's a bit more complicated than that. You know, people tend to skim across the act of empathy on the daily. You know, we walk through the halls of our learning environment. We don't even think twice to say hi to one another sometimes. Or we can't fully help out one another because we simply don't feel the things they may feel. My question is, what made us so consumed in ourselves? The lack of empathy is a worldwide issue and we need to resolve it once and for all. It's greatly understood that as humans are capable of cruelty. With experience, there are many cases where I felt the decrease of empathy, even within other people. Unfortunately, my dad was diagnosed with MS back in 2006. That day changed his whole perspective on life. He was never able to, you know, he never wanted to receive help. He thought that everything was simple, and I think it's really cool, and it's a quote to live by, kind of. It's just like the KISS method, which means keep it simple, stupid. And that's what he always says to me when I go to complain about him about, you know, worthless things that don't really matter because, you know, what he's going through is something much more important than what I may complain about on the daily, which, you know, sometimes I kind of need to watch myself with that, but he gives pretty good advice, so I learn a lot from him. But backtrack, things weren't so simple for him later on. Nowadays, you see people giving him odd looks in public for the way he walks, or even worse, and I'm guilty of this, you know, his own family not emotionally understanding the pain he goes through. Like I said about the, oh, you can't just put, like, yourself in someone else's shoes and know exactly what they feel, because I don't know how it feels every day to be him with a disease that is non-curable. Like, I don't know how that feels, which is, you know, sad, but it happens, and we're humans, and we're put on this planet to, you know, experience things that may be life-changing, but we just have to find ways to get through them. But situations like this happen to everyone. It's a worldwide issue that just needs to be diminished in some way. According to a podcast produced by Talk of the Nation, Simon Barr and Cohen and Ira Flatow discuss how the lack of empathy in society can explain cruelty in our society. Simon goes on to say that, I think just having one part without the other wouldn't really count as empathy. If you couldn't recognize that someone was in pain, for example, but you didn't do anything about it, that really wouldn't be empathy. Stepping out of our shoes into someone else's can be difficult at times, but shows true characteristics of being empathetic. Those characteristics include, you know, maybe being compassionate, honest, and selfless. Unfortunately, the human population lacks these golden tickets to being empathetic to others. It's simple to see that these issues occur in a school setting, especially in high school, which I'm going through right now, and I see it greatly here, and I'm just going through it every day, and it's like, when is it going to stop? But people's maturity aren't fully developed to its best performance. One of the main things that contribute to this dilemma is social media, which I am also guilty of because I'm literally on my phone 24/7. Any teacher at school can be like, yeah, Kyla's always on her phone, like, she's not paying attention, which I know, I understand, it's a bad habit, and I try to stop, but it just, you know, goes back to square one, and it's like, oh my gosh, but, yeah. So, as stated in an article created by Global Issues and Context, Ronald Alexander, who is the author of Wise Mind, Open Mind, explains how lack of compassion has led to an epidemic of cyberbullying. He explains, even though the internet is an extraordinarily valuable tool for our time, it also tends to depersonalize the people using it. This is especially true for those who already lack empathy. Having the immunity to submit something to another person, hurtful or not, is ruining our society. And that is something that I notice on when I'm scrolling through like Instagram or like seeing people going at each other on like Snapchat, or it happens daily, and you know, I tend to ignore it, but you can't be ignored now. It's become too cruel, and we need to diminish that in some way. It's just an issue, and expressing feelings from one screen to another also isn't real. This life-saving technology is taking away our physical communication with one another, which is, in fact, can cause a lack of empathy. When looking back on our lives, it's expected that we're gonna regret things. Our mistakes that we regret maybe won't define us, but we easily trick ourselves into thinking it does. But to help with preventing these mistakes that we may make, we should think before doing. Seriously, it's easier than you think. If you see someone going through a rough patch, be empathetic. You never know what's going on behind closed doors. And it's obvious that our society is lacking empathy. Why not start small and put ourselves in other people's shoes, like I said in the beginning? You know, it may be easier than said, but if we try to do that, it can maybe diminish the cruelty, it can diminish the lack of empathy as a whole. I promise, it'll pay off in the future. So now, as we walk down the halls of our schools, we'll say hi to someone that we may not talk to. Find the little things to brighten up someone's day. The lack of empathy our society is creating is fixable. As Albert Einstein once said, our task must be to free ourselves from this prison by widening our circle of compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole nature in its beauty. Thank you.